Well, I'll be doing a little bit of research this week, being a little bit of a survey throughout the town on what people are looking forward to at Christmas. And I've had four answers, mostly. Lying in fourth place is some people looking forward to Christmas because there's no school. I think that was the pupils rather than the teachers, but I wasn't certain on occasions. Fourth reason. Third reason was Christmas dinner. People were looking forward to having a lovely Christmas dinner. Second reason was people were looking forward to being with their family. Even some of the youngsters were saying that. They were looking forward to being with their family so much over Christmas. But the top answer was, and you won't be surprised to hear it, presents. People were looking forward not to giving, but to receiving presents. I thought that was an interesting survey. Had it been taken 30 years ago, surely many of us would have said the Queen's Speech and Morecambe and Wise. But no. TV programmes don't seem to feature like once they did about Christmas. And it was presents. And that really did make me think very hard this week about presents. Partly because, as I think I mentioned last week, we are apparently spending £200 million a day online at the moment on presents. That is an obscenity, isn't it, given the poverty of the world and how much that money really could go and meet genuine need. It's a real obscenity, £200 million a day online. Then I heard that the child, on average, will open 18 presents on Christmas morning. There you go. So if you don't get that, you can say, I didn't get on the average. 18 presents at a cost of £330. Then I heard that 10% of those presents will be useless by New Year's Day. 40% of them will last to Easter. Only 10% of them will be intact this time next year. In fact, 46 million will be thrown away at a cost of £870 million. It's not what Christmas is about, is it? It's obscenity, really. And then it made me think about all the presents that I must have received if I'd had the average since I was born. And the average would have meant that I would have received, and I have it here somewhere, 784 presents. I would have received 784 Christmas presents had I received the average. And you know, in all honesty, without wanting to offend anybody here this morning, I can only remember seven of them. And I can only remember seven of them, six of them, because they're on this letter which I sent to Father Christmas in 1972. I didn't get everything I wanted. But I remember my Gordon Banks goal net because it's there, you see? There on the letter, good old Father Christmas. But I can only remember seven presents out of what might have been 784. I thought, that's interesting, isn't it? Because the build-up to Christmas is all about presents. And most of us can't afford to send what we do spend. Gives us a real headache trying to keep up with the Joneses. Puts us into debt. And then I thought, well, isn't that interesting? Because I have received a Christmas gift which I've never forgotten. I received the gift not at Christmas time, in a sense. I received it on New Year's Eve, 1987. But it was a Christmas gift that I received. And the fabulous thing is I don't have to keep thinking about, oh, was it? I know. I received that gift in my own heart on New Year's Eve, 1987, and it's a gift which I received, which I have to say, in all honesty, has affected every single day of my life since then. I don't have to think about that, I don't have to manufacture it. That gift I received has affected every single day since then. It will affect every single day until I die, and it will affect what happens to me when I die. And that's because on the 31st of December, 1987, gosh, nearly 20 years ago, into faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd suddenly come amongst the people who were different to me. I'd been to church, but they went to church. That wasn't the difference. They were clean and I was dirty. That's how I spotted it at the time. They were clean in the way in which they lived and I knew that I was dirty. I came to see something of my sin. I came to see that the Christmas story was actually a reality, that here truly was God's own Son who'd come into this world to die for me, to forgive me all of my sin, to cleanse me from my sin. And so it was on the 31st of December 1987 that I came to repent and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Him, the Christmas gift, into my own life through repentance and faith. And I have to say, that's not a gift that I have to think hard about, did I or didn't I? Every single day since then, He has made a genuine difference to my life. And He will do from now until when I die. And when I see Him when I die, I know that I will go to be with Him forever, forgiven of my sins and possessing peace with him. So I want you to think this Christmas, please. There's a lot of unpleasant pressure on people at Christmas with regard to gifts. And I know that they're great fun for those first 4 hours when we open them at 2:30 in the morning to 6:30. I know what it's like as well to go to bed on Christmas night and feel, is that really all that it's about? And the answer is no, it's not what it's really all about. It's all about the coming into the world of one who can save us from our sin. His indescribable gift. And we are to receive him, which means we are to turn from our sin and to believe upon him as he comes to dwell in our hearts and be Lord over our lives. I hope you have the best of Christmases this year. Through truly believing upon him, who will make a difference every day and then for eternity. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only, his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon him wouldn't perish. Receive not this gift and you perish, but receive him and you possess everlasting life. That's the good news. That's Christ. That's glorious. Believe on him. In your own heart here today, believe on him.